Hello, you're listening to Hampton Court Shorts from the RHS. This is an exclusive preview behind the scenes at the biggest flower show on earth. We are resplendent in the stunning surrounds of Hampton Court Palace, and it's a beautiful, beautiful sunny location. I'm Catherine Potsides, the head of shows development for the RHS. Today at the show, we're reconnecting with nature. We have the BBC Countryfile Garden, which celebrates 30 years of this amazing programme. They've joined forces with us at the RHS to create a garden that celebrates wildlife, and it's been designed by Anne-Marie Powell. The wildlife in the UK is incredible, and this garden shows landscapes from all around the UK, from the streams and rivers and southern coasts to the dales and the highlands of Scotland. It's an incredible space that crams a lot in, but it's got lots of ideas of how you can support wildlife in your own garden too.
I'm Anne-Marie Powell, and I'm designing the Countryfile 30th Anniversary Garden at Hampton Court. So the garden itself is to celebrate 30 years of Countryfile being on the good old Beeb. And they wanted a garden that was really kind of, their only brief really was that it showcased them and what they did. So first straight away, I just thought, well, they're a national television programme, so it had to actually represent the whole of the nation. So, and I didn't want to leave any corner out really. So we've got Scotland, Wales, the South, Ireland, all represented within this garden space. And what that means is you journey through the garden, you'll actually be experiencing different indigenous plant communities and also different rock and stone. So every single part relates to that environment. So hopefully nobody feels left out, and everybody will have a little bit of home at Hampton Court. We've got Scotland, which is the very top of a mountain that we've made in the middle of the space. And that really is a lot of different heather. So we've got Colunas and Ericas up there, and a gigantic Scots pine, which is kind of to represent the Caledonian forest. And then you go through on a headland, and that is, oh, and the stone that we've got up there is gabbro. So that is the indigenous stone. There's lots of different quarries and lots of different stone types that we've chosen gabbro, because you get these great big, gorgeous, slightly mossy, mottled, sexy boulders. So then you go through down into Yorkshire, and there, of course, we've got weathered limestones, which is a bit like the limestone pavement there. And of course, we've got a big bit of York stone at the end, which is a bit, you go out onto a headland and it's a bit like you'd be there singing The Hills Are Alive. So, and there we've got all different, it's very similar to Scotland actually in its planting, but we've got a few more plants that will only grow on limestone pavement up in Yorkshire. Then you go through very, very quickly down through into Wales. So we've chosen a woodland there just to get some height within the garden and also space. And we were hoping for quite a shady, sort of tranquil environment, but at kind of the hottest heat of the year that we've had, we're not quite getting that really, but hopefully tranquil. And a beech woodland, of course, is barely planted. So we've got a lot of mossy logs in there. You come through and then you're at a big water pool. So, and that's really representing lakes and sort of lake district, could be the south. And we've got a stream system that goes through from a Purbeck kind of distributary, a little cave. So that's kind of the Isle of Purbeck. And right at the front, we've got coast. We're losing our pollinators at an alarming rate in this country. And I'm a mother. I don't know about you, but when I try and encourage my kids to go out and look for ladybirds and dragonflies and all the rest of it, there's hardly any to be seen. And when I was a youngster in Fairly Farrell, my parents both worked full time, and I was just chucked out, you know, as one of the last of that generation, chucked out at dawn and come back for tea. So, and you were just absolutely covered in it. And my dad used to drive his car, who I have very young parents, and they saved like billio to buy their first car. And when they got it, I can remember it would drive him mad, all the insect life that was on the windscreen. So what's been a real pleasure is actually even here standing talking to you, I can see lots of different insects just buzzing in and out. So that's really satisfying. And I want people to be inspired to plant native plants, but also non-native plants as well. So we've got, what I'm imagining of the RHS's hub as being the farmer's house, and his wife's been on a garden design course or some such. So, and she's planted lots of plants that the wildlife love, and she's on the edge of, you know, a wild wilderness of landscape. So she has a little bridge where she can walk from her cultivated patch over into the wilds of Nowheresville of the UK, really. The other thing as well, talking about wildlife and pollinators is we've got a barley field. You can't have a countryfile garden without a tractor. So we've got a barley field over the other side of the garden space. And we've got a field headland of wildflowers, so a verge, which farmers always have, don't they? So, and to encourage more farmers, and lots of them do, to actually make use of that wildflower mix at the edge of the field. So, because they also need pollinators, they are important. So not just to gardeners, well, they're important to all of us for so many different reasons.
The RHS Hampton Court Palace Flower Show runs from the 3rd to the 8th of July this year. There are some tickets still available, so do look online for the latest availability. That's rhs.org.uk. And there you can hear more about these shows through our podcast and also find more information about the fantastic gardens and other features you'll see this year.